Right now, it is time to bring in Brian Ross. It is time for Real News. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
And how are you?
I'm doing well, looking for that first snowfall.
Yeah. I tell you, I look at the news, and I read stories, and more and more I see what the Russian plan now in Ukraine is. The more and more you shake your head and you look at the humanitarian aspect, they are just now. It is simply a war of spite now that the Russians are fully implementing, cutting off power, heading into the winter, not gaining any ground, losing ground, but otherwise with these suicide drones, just making life miserable for the Ukrainian people.
Right, there's an excellent analysis this morning in the New York Times of their war plans. And what they see now is in the next couple of months is sort of the mud season, a special a Russian word for it, which would slow advances on both sides. And the U.S. advisors are saying to the Ukrainians, you've got a limited time here to make some gains. The gains aren't coming as fast as they were. The drones, of course, are attacking all the infrastructure, the power plants, the water plants, talk to trying to blow up a dam. It continues to be a momentum on the Ukrainian side. And one of the issues, I think, two of the issues, one, will Europe be able to survive a tough winter with Russia cutting off fuel supplies, gas and oil? And secondly, you've seen the comments by Kevin McCarthy, who, if the Republicans take the House, will become the Speaker of the House, saying the Republicans get in power there, no more blank check for Ukraine. It's over.
That's an amazing thing to say in advance, because they're saying it for various reasons. But once again, it is a statement like that. Not only is a statement against the Ukraine, it's a statement really against NATO, and it's a statement against all of our allies in Europe who have gone along with us and are in far more peril financially than we are.
Right. And gives hope to Vladimir Putin as well.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about the statement, and that's the amazing thing about politics nowadays. And you hate to say it, but what comes out of one's mouth used to be a rare gaffe, but now everybody has something to say, regardless of how it affects policy, regardless of how it affects worldviews. It is the way Donald Trump has changed politics, especially on the Republican side.
Well, it's a shocking statement and calls into question whether the Congress would be prepared to back what so far has been a very generous effort by the U.S. that's really been life-saving for Ukraine, frankly. If they decide they're going to get cheap with Ukraine, that could have real consequences.
And it'll have real consequences, once again, with our relationships with our allies. Will the United States stand behind us, or is their word just that now a paper tiger once again?
Well, we'll see. So the election now, 2.5 weeks off, serious consequences. And if you read the polls, the momentum seems to be going towards the Republican Party.
Lord help us. Herschel Walker going to become a senator? I would find that hard to believe. But you know what? It's happened before, and it'll happen again, obviously. Want to change our look, talking about our worldview and the way we have really reinitiated our strong ties to Europe. What's going on in England is amazing, with now the calls from her own party, once again, for the new prime minister to step down. You talk about a government going through unbelievable shambles. It's amazing.
It is, and I think it's there's something there for the U.S. to pay close attention to. Their politics. But the new prime minister came in with plans to have massive tax cuts for the wealthy and for everybody else, and that sent the pound into free fall and created a kind of a economic panic, and they had to back off both of those plans. Well, the huge tax cuts would be precisely what the Republicans in power in this country would also try to propose. It didn't work there. Would the same outcome be would that happen here? And that's a real question for economists taking a look at this.
Yeah, and for I hate to say this, but I'm one of those 9 out of 10. And for 9 out of 10 Americans who think that they follow news closely, think that you have any idea about finances, you don't. you don't. And it's not an insult to anybody. You just don't. And people look at the stock market as they don't understand how limited it's an indicator, but it's just one of the many indicators of our economy. And tax cuts, people look at tax cuts and they figure, how can they be bad? Well, they can be bad. They can be bad. It's just one of those. You're right. There seems to be a problem worldwide with governments actually acting like governments for the people who they're meant to represent instead of for their parties.
Democracy is difficult and sloppy. And I think one of the things that we have to face is right now the good economic news would be more people out of work and higher interest rates. And they're trying to figure out a way to slow down inflation without causing a recession. And right now it seems to be heading to very serious times ahead for us. But this is hard to accept because we think, the more people have jobs, the better it is. The economists now want to slow that down. They want more people to be out of work as a way to slow down the economy and keep inflation in check.
A little story that hasn't gotten much attention, but actually Donald Trump was deposed in that rape accuser's defamation lawsuit.
Yes, he was I guess that was yesterday. They're not commenting on it, but a author, a columnist for Elle, Jean Carroll, says this is bizarre that Trump raped her in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman across the street from Trump Tower. He said it never happened. He said she's not my type, this is his reaction, and that she's lying. So she has sued him for libel, essentially, by saying that she's lying. And a new law goes into effect in the middle of November that would allow her now to sue Trump in a civil court for any act that took place. The statute of limitations essentially erased. So Judge Kaplan, I think lives up in these parts, by the way, federal judge has the case, and he ordered that Trump must sit for a deposition. It's supposed to be confidential. No word yet on what he said, if he took the Fifth Amendment or what he said. But, of course, that's one of the many issues facing Mr. Trump at this point.
And when we look at the economy, by the way, with Brian Ross, a lot of people aren't also looking at what's going on in China. China is having severe, severe economic problems, and China has invested in so many different countries in so many different ways, including our country. That is a mover on the world stage that when you add it along with what goes on in this country and other countries, really puts the world economy in peril, no matter who's in office in what individual country.
Well, we're all interconnected, and it might be nice to kind of withdraw and have, be self-sufficient with everything and not deal with the rest of the world, but that's just not the reality. We're all interconnected. In a tough winter in Europe will be tough for all of us. Bad output, COVID in China will be bad for all of us. We're at a point where we should all wish the rest of the world well because that would be good for us.
That's the worldview that I think most Americans don't take. They just don't take that worldview that we can no longer just think we can act independently or even withdraw it. It's too late to withdraw at this point. Well, a little bit of good news that did come out of the government for people that receive Social Security is their checks are going to go up by almost 9% this year because of exactly what is happening in this country. It's a bad way to get good news, but it's still good news to millions and millions of Americans.
Right, which is, the cost of living boost would probably, for most Americans who would depend on Social Security, just keep them above water. It's not like the ones would be living the high life off that. It's just enough to keep up with inflation.
All right. And we had that nice big turnout on the green. You love New England and the way we put things together where people really do have the power. And once again, a great organization, a 501c3, puts together a really strong multi-state statement on the green in Sharon.
And, you know, it's hard to know the final decision, how that will be made, whether the emotions and the pleas from, the good citizens of this area will mean anything to the government bureaucrats who oversee the apportionment of health care around the state.
We'll see what happens, but it's nice to see people get out there and demand action. Brian, always great to speak to you. We'll check with you next week.
Can't wait. Thanks a lot, Marshall.
All right. Brian Ross and Real News. You can find Brian here on our website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Brian Ross and Real News.